Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. This is my show, Speak Up, on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse, your host for today, and Thursday also, when we get there, but that's a whole 2 days from now. This show is produced on the unceded and ancestral territories of the Squamish and Hulkamilam-speaking peoples, who have been here since time before thought, and whose continued existence in these places is a blessing, and despite the best efforts of colonialism, they persist, and I'm very grateful for that, and very grateful to be here on these lands that are rightfully theirs. Today on the show, a bit of a pivot, we'll be talking about some pretty nationalistic stuff, I guess, in some ways. It all ties together. There is a federal election going on, of course, and that's big news and very influential all across this country now known as Canada. We will hear the second and latest in a series of interviews with Lower Mainland area mayors. Today's interview with Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley, chatting about what he sees as the big issues this coming federal election for residents in Burnaby, and why this election is important, and what he'd like to see from members of parliament elected in the various ridings across Burnaby. So we'll have that. We will have my interview with Travers, who is a professor in the sociology department here at SFU, and an author and a researcher and scholar who's, well, one of their many foci focuses is trans youth and trans parents and LGBTQI plus youth and their parents, and the role that parents have to play in the world that we create for 2SLGBTQI plus youth. So we'll have that, and maybe even some more, depending on how much I talk and how long the music goes. Well, we'll have something else. I just don't know exactly what yet. Time will tell, literally. So we are going to get started, as we always do here on any episode of Speak Up that I host, with a little bit of music. And we're going back to, well, the only place I've been able to go the last few weeks. It is the brand new record from Devourers called Sports Car Era. This track is called Canada's Next Top Fat Otter.
Insecure, insecure to love.
You're a software brand with tech money locked in your vaults. I can't control you or delete you, but I wish I could have made you more alt. It saddens me too much. It saddens me too much to admit that maybe I'm too insecure. So big, you're a hell of a guy. Tell your steroids I say hi. Maybe we can roll around one last time. Beg me to top as I roll my eyes. I promised you once that I would never write about our failed relationship. Maybe I lied. I wonder if you wonder if I'm still alive. Your mask is in my closet if you need it tonight.
Canada's next top fat otter by Devours here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And while Jeff there is worrying about being Canada's next top fat otter, candidates across the country are worried about being Canada's next top fat member of parliament. 6 out of 10. Okay, anyway, we are now going to get to my interview with Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley, right now. In advance of Canada's April 28th federal election, CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby is presenting a series of interviews with the mayors of British Columbia's Lower Mainland. This series will give each a chance to share what they see as the most important issues for voters in their city, what they would like to see from members of parliament elected within their municipality, and why this election is particularly important for their constituents. I'm Jesse Wensloff, and in this interview, I speak with Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley, who identifies housing, transit, the environment, and infrastructure as key priorities for Burnaby residents in the upcoming federal election. He also urges the candidates elected as MPs for ridings serving Burnaby to truly, honestly, and determinedly represent the citizens of Burnaby and bring their concerns to the federal level, and speaks to the motivating impact for Burnaby voters of the Trump administration's ongoing trade war. Here's Mayor Mike Hurley.
My name is Mike Hurley. I'm the mayor of the city of Burnaby and chair of Metro Vancouver.
Thanks for joining me today, Mike.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
As you and our listeners, I'm sure, will know, there is a federal election coming up April 28th. And I wanted to have you on to ask you and give you a chance to tell our listeners what you see as the most important or pressing issues for residents of Burnaby in this upcoming federal election.
Well, certainly, you know, housing is always at the forefront in how we can get more below market and affordable rental housing. And I think, you know, our MLA, our MPs need to really push a lot harder to ensure that not just Burnaby, but BC is getting its share of funding from the federal government. Sometimes we get forgotten about a little out here. And I think we're doing a lot of great things in housing, and certainly we're ahead of the curve when it comes to the rest of the country. But I don't think we're being supported the way we should be by those in Ottawa.
And so, in terms of that, is it sort of specifically funding that is the help, or are there sort of legislative changes or programs that you can see helping?
Well, I think it's, for the most part, funding and ease of achieving that funding. there lots of time there's too much red tape and too difficult, for example, for nonprofits to wade their way through the 250 pages you have to fill out to get $50,000 seed funding. Those types of things, they really need to be streamlined, and the federal and provincial governments have to work more aligned with each other, and sometimes it seems like they're working against each other, and that's not helping us in achieving the housing we all need to achieve together. And so I would really like to see the three orders of government sit down and come up with a plan that we can all agree to and we can all work within, rather than just forcing things down on cities. It seems like, the federal government and the provincial government are just leaving housing up to municipalities who frankly don't have the funds nor should they be even in that business. However, due to humanitarian reasons, many of us have stepped in and tried to help. But, if you look at municipalities, we get 9% of the overall taxes collected in the country. And we're being asked to do more and more and more when it comes to things like housing, when it comes to mental health issues on the streets, when it comes to, trying to fix, catch up with the drug issues we're seeing on our streets, and trying to help people trying to assist people get the help we need. But municipalities aren't really equipped to do all those things, nor do we have the funding to do all those things. But we try to do them because it makes our streets safer. It makes our residents feel better about their cities. So really there's been a lot of downloading onto cities, and, we believe that the other orders of government have to step up and stay in their lane kind of thing and do the things that they're supposed to do and do them well.
When it comes to housing in particular, is that issue particularly unique, or is there anything particularly unique about that issue for residents of Burnaby as opposed to the rest of the country?
Well, I think there is, because we're told that we're going to get 1 million new people by 2041. And, we're struggling to meet the needs that we have right now. We have no control over immigration or how people are moved around the country. So we're left to pick up that burden. And so I do think that Metro Vancouver is certainly taking a lot of that weight on. And the expectations of the other orders of government when it comes to housing. And if we don't start catching up with the infrastructure problems, the infrastructure deficit that we're all seeing, then it's going to be difficult to keep moving the housing forward that's needed, the thousands and thousands of units that are needed to house just the people we have right now. So really there needs to be a sitting down, I believe, of the three orders of government and start to work through solutions together.
Great. So that's housing, obviously a huge issue that impacts all Canadians. All Canadians need somewhere to live. Are there other issues that you think are particularly important for residents of Burnaby?
Well, certainly transit. And I know up in the mountain there, it's a big issue there. But it's an issue all through our city, especially when it comes to north-south travel in the city. East-west, we're doing okay. But at the end of the day, we can't grow our public transit system unless we have some permanent and stable funding, rather than running with our hands out every year to 2 years to try and even keep going what we have, the bus system we have and the train line. I mean, I'm involved with the Mayor's Council, and I was part of the decision-making board in TransLink, and I know the deficits and the pressure that everyone's feeling to keep buses running, even as we know it. There are two new SkyTrain lines opening, and I'm not seeing a way that we're going to be able to operate those because there's no new funding sources coming in. We can't rely solely on raising fares too much because we have to keep it reasonably affordable. and so that all people have ways to get around our city, and that's important. But to do that, we really need to develop so we can plan properly. We really need to have a stable funding source that we can rely on and that we know is going to be there. I mean, we can plan many, many great things, but if there's no funding to make it work, then it kind of feels like we're spinning our wheels sometimes.
Right. And I think an issue that ties into that, that is related to public transit, is climate and the environment. How do you see that playing into the minds of Burnaby voters?
Well, I think that's all tied together, and it's really, really important for our residents. We hear it all the time, is, to do all we can to meet our targets, because we have set very, targets that will be difficult to meet unless we start finding different ways of moving around the city, finding different modes of transportation, and doing the things that need to be done. And that's all hard work. It's easy to talk about it, but it's more difficult to get people to make the everyday changes in their life that we all need to make, I think, to protect this place we live for thousands and thousands of more years. And if we keep on going the way we're going, that's reality is it's not going to be a great place to be. So there's a lot of work to do on that. And speaking of federal funding, which we've been trying, we have a heat source, which is our incinerator in Burnaby, that could provide, heat to many, many units in South Burnaby. And we're trying to move that along. And we've been after the federal government to help us fund that. And so that's something else that we will be pushing our MPs on to try and make sure that, and it will make a huge difference in our carbon credits for the city. That project alone would almost make us carbon neutral. Wow. If we can grow it properly. So that's a very important piece for us. And we're trying to work with the other orders of government to say that they want to make these changes. But like the rest of us, they'll have to make some difficult choices too if we're going to make it work. So absolutely, climate's at the top of all our priorities in Burnaby.
Great. And I'm sure there are countless issues that you'd like to see some sort of action or support from the federal government on, but is there one more area that you think is particularly important for Burnaby residents?
Well, I think the infrastructure piece is key, because we're not going to be able to move any of these other things forward unless we get the, for example, we have asked them for $6.28 million for a Gilmore sanitary pump station, Portsmouth upgrade in the Brentwood area. This upgrade would help support development of 23,000 new homes. You have seen the growth in the Brentwood area and what's needed to happen there. Right now, if we don't get that upgrade going, we will only be able to keep developing up until 2028, because that's a really critical piece of allowing us to continue to grow that area the way we need to. So all these infrastructure pieces, I could go on and on and on about different infrastructure pieces, especially with Metro Vancouver, but we're going to need the federal government and the provincial government to step up to become partners in all those projects. So there's lots to talk about, many, many infrastructure projects. But I think, if we look at housing and we look at transit and we look at the climate change issues that we all have, I think those are top of mind for all outside of healthcare and everything else that we could talk about. But I think those, from a city perspective, those would be our priorities.
Right. And as the word infrastructure implies, it does sort of underlie everything else, right?
It does. Yeah. I mean, we can't, as I say to developers all the time who complain about the fees all the time that they have to pay, your building is not worth anything if your toilets don't flush. And that's the bottom. No one likes to talk about sewer and water, but I mean, that's a critical part of what we all do. Not the sexy topics that people like to talk about, but when you first thing you get up in the morning, those are the first things you use, right? So that's the very critical things of what we need to take care of first.
Stepping back from specific policy issues, I wonder if you could let me know what you'd like to see from the members of parliament elected to ridings within Burnaby.
The most important thing for me, for representatives that represent people in Burnaby, is really going after our issues, really representing those people, and working hard to ensure that we're getting a fair shake. And to my mind, that's really what I care about in an MP. If we have issues, that we can sit down with you and know that you will go to Ottawa and fight for our needs. And that's what I want to see in MPs. And in Burnaby, I'm not expecting any big changes in Burnaby. I think it'll stay pretty much the way it is. I would just like to ensure that our representatives really do represent us and bring forward the issues that need to be taken care of, and reminding Ottawa that we exist. Sometimes I wonder.
Obviously, this is a big picture federal issue, but it's impossible to ignore that a big part of the conversation around this election has to do with the relationship with the United States and tariffs and all of that. Do you see that as something that Burnaby residents are particularly concerned with, or impacts residents of Burnaby in particular ways?
Well, I think it has Burnaby residents worried about the future, and about, because it's very unpredictable. As we all know, Mr. Trump has a way of doing business that not too many of us understand or even know where he's going. So it's the unpredictability, I think, that concerns most people. We've enjoyed pretty good relations with the United States for a long, long time. And where is this all going? So I think Burnaby residents are very concerned, and very because they know that's a big trading partner, so I think that whole issue is very concerning for Burnaby residents, and they're looking, I think, at who's going to be the best prime minister to carry that load, because it is going to be a load, and try to understand what the next move of the Trump administration will be.
That's a good segue into my final question, which is, why is this election in particular particularly important for your constituents, for voters in Burnaby?
Well, absolutely just what I said. The concern and the stress that the Trump administration has caused the whole world, not just here, but even more so here, because we're such close trading partners. I think that concern is who is the best person to walk into a room to have a negotiation or some kind of relationship with the Trump administration. And I think that's the question that everyone's at the top of everyone's mind for this election. And I think that's why you've seen such a turnaround in the polls. 4 months ago, it looked like it was a done deal, and now it looks very close.
Great. Well, thank you, Mayor Hurley, for taking the time to chat with me and to share this with our listeners.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you very much for having me on.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. That was my interview with Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley, outlining what he sees as the top priority issues for Burnaby residents in the upcoming April 28th federal election. Stay tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM for more interviews in this series, featuring mayors from other municipalities across British Columbia's Lower Mainland. For CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, I'm Jesse Wensloff. This interview is made possible with funding from the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can find this story and others from across the country online at frequencynews.ca.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm Jesse. You just heard my interview with Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley about his perspective on the upcoming federal election. Yesterday, you heard, if you listened in this time, you heard my interview with Mayor Ken Sim of Vancouver. Similar deal, what he thinks about the upcoming election. Definitely some, you know, differences and similarities between the two and what they believe are the priorities. You can find that interview on cjsf.ca, and you might hear it again over the next few weeks as we get you ready for the upcoming federal election. Something else I'd like to get you ready for is an event coming up tomorrow, April 9th, Wednesday, at SFU Harbor Center, called 2SLGBTQI Plus Youth, Challenges, Resilience, and Empowerment. Last week, I brought you an interview with Dr. Melanie Klos, who is one of the speakers at this event and is a researcher and social worker from Germany who is doing research here at SFU on sort of differences and similarities between the treatment, the situation, the experience of 2SLGBTQI plus youth here in Canada and abroad. And my interview today that you're going to hear now is with Travers, who is a professor here at SFU as well in the Department of Sociology, who has a wide-ranging portfolio of interests, and not least of them is queer youth, trans youth, and their relationship with their parents and the role that their parents can play. This event tomorrow, Wednesday, at SFU Harbor Center will be a roundtable discussion featuring those two, Travers and Melanie Klos, but also Jen Marchbank, Elizabeth Sewick, Emily Todd, and Antoine Coulombe. And it will be participatory. There's, you know, each of the speakers will have about 10 minutes to speak, and that'll be the first part. And then the second part will be a Q&A so that the audience, the people there, and the people there to see and listen can also participate along with the presenters, with the aim of developing visions for the creation of spaces of empowerment and strategies for strengthening resilience for 2SLGBTQI plus youth. So, to give you a little bit of information and background on Dr. Travers, and also about to learn about their work, and to learn a little bit more about the event tomorrow, Wednesday, April 9th at SFU Harbor Center, room 1520. You can find that on events.sfu.ca to reserve yourself a ticket. Anyway, now we are going to go to my interview with Travers.
My name is Travers. My pronouns are they, them. I am a professor of sociology at Simon Fraser University.
Great. Thanks for joining me today.
No problems.
You're a professor of sociology at SFU. What generally does your work there entail?
Well, I teach a lot of social theory courses as well as some topic-related courses, but my research areas include transgender kids, transgender participation in sport policies. That's one another area of expertise. I also speak about sport and gender equality more broadly, as well as like electric micromobility. So I have quite a range of research interests, but certainly in the last 15 years, I've really focused on transgender kids and sport participation policies for trans athletes.
And what led you there in particular?
It's really interesting. In like 2000, I was the chair of the Mabel League, which is a lesbian softball league in Vancouver. And at that time, I was getting questions from trans men who had been in the league and then transitioned and wanted to stay. So the league needed to consider how to move forward. And